Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is obviously the 11th of the 9th month, 2025. It is a Thursday evening and my name is the Matriarch, the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I am the table where the cake is chilling and I'm definitely the tiles with the table, the cake, the icing and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about those little things that you don't want to talk about, but I want to bring to the forefront, and I want to talk about it, and I want to talk about it so hard, so deep, so truthfully, that you are going to be tossing and turning in a bed that don't belong to you. She said, what do you mean? I said, let's wait and see. It is what it is. I need you to be tossing and turning until 12 o'clock midnight. I need you to be thinking. I need you to be working. I need your whole entire existence to be questioning your life choices, questioning every single thing that's under the sun, because whoa, what is this? Maybach music? No, this is just us, you know, pulling your heartstrings. The idea and objective behind our conversations is to address the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is everything. The elephant in the room is politics today, heartbreak tomorrow. It is coitus today. It is geography tomorrow. It is history yesterday. It is science tomorrow. It is current affairs. It is ancient things. It is whatever it is that comes to the mind, the heart, the spirit. We are dabbering in it. We're simply dabbering in it because, whoa, isn't it a wonderful time to be alive? Isn't it a wonderful time to say, kucha, whoa, we are here, we are here, we are here. I almost said we are here and we are queer, but you know, there are people that get offended by that term. So let us accommodate others, okay? We are here, we are bold, we are clear, we are all about and inside out. Ladies and gentlemen, we are walking with our ancestors. Ladies and gentlemen, we are within. Ladies and gentlemen, we are African. Ladies and gentlemen, for those that are not African, you are what you are, you know, and your lineage is everything. Your heritage is everything, and it is important for you to know exactly where you come from so that you can understand what you're going through today. It is imperative for us to talk about it because an elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it doesn't exist. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about your teenager. Today we're talking about what your teenager might be going through. Today we're talking about a rebellious teenager, simply because we've been teenagers before and we've been right under the microscope of parents that don't want us to do what they did. They don't want us to walk in their footsteps or whatever. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Great.
Are you wonderful?
Yes.
But then, amen.
I'm wonderful. Good evening to the listeners also.
Oh, my listeners say good evening to you too also.
What's the topic?
Today we are talking about teenagers, Hafene.
Teenagers.
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about rebellious teenagers and what they are and why do you think they rebel and have you ever rebelled? And also, we are moving into what to do with them apart from the disciplinary measures that people of your caliber take into precaution. We're talking about what to do with them as parents, you know? So rebellion is not just, drugs, alcohol, staying out late. It's just defiance in itself. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the teenager, brr, eh? The teenager. Geshege teenager nga enge.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, teenager is a phase where someone has to go through before they reach adulthood. So if we speak of rebellious teenagers, what triggered them? Is it now a person that has reached the frustration level of being abused or being bullied? or is it just a person that wants to stand their ground that, yeah, I'm also big now.
Okay.
Even though I don't pay bills.
Mm-hmm. But are you really big if you don't pay bills, though?
I won't be told by you what to do.
Brr, are you really big if you don't pay bills? Isn't that the embodiment of what adulthood is, paying bills? Choosing between a beer and rent. Hmm? Isn't that the identifier of an adult?
Choosing between a beer and
the bill, my dear. It's either we are eating tonight or I'm drinking all day. We have to choose now. It's either the milk or the tassin.
So that's it. And as well as peer pressure.
Okay.
Where you feel like, okay, my friend is not treated this way and I'm being treated this way.
Okay.
Let me put down my shoe, not knowing that, yes, the other person has a different support system compared to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be rebellious.
Mm.
Normally, people that try to be rebellious, either because of their upbringing, somewhere us as parents we have failed.
Is it really always just our fault?
At a point, it could be our fault because it cannot be that we cannot pick up the negative behavior. Where did we go wrong?
Mm.
It's our culture aside.
Mm-hmm.
There was one...
But then there can be two children that live in the same house and one is a perfect adult, a perfect human being, and the other one is just...
Okay, then we must take them to the people that can treat them, the social... the psychologist and the social, what do you call them?
Social workers. But yes. Do you know that psychologists and social workers and therapists only work when you want them to work?
That's correct. You feed them the right information.
Yeah, then they can help you really. Yes. Now, if you're going to therapy 10 sessions and you are quiet and I'm paying cash as your mother, I'm paying cash, and you are quiet.
The same therapy that will assist you at the government is the same social worker that will assist you at the government or the psychologist.
Is the same one.
It's the same one that will assist you at the private sector.
Yes.
So just be patient.
But even though we speak of it in a sense of, public sector being reasonable or being free, right? My dear, when your teenager is giving you terms and conditions, if you want me to go to therapy, one, I have to wait for hours. So I need at least $50 just for me to eat and drink. And it's a $50 that you don't have. And then I also need cab. And then you guys live far. So cab is 52. So it's a $50 there. It's a 52 over there. I lost my card.
Okay. That's where you put your feet down.
Hmm.
Yes, sometimes fire, you put fire off with fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, you put your foot down and then your child doesn't get help and then your child is terrorizing you. What exactly? How do we put our feet down now?
If you continue terrorizing me, I don't know now what's the best way. I don't know if there's even a best way to treat someone that's treating you bad. Because at the end of the day, if they don't injure you,
you'll
end up in prison.
Mm-hmm. And that's now for violent offenders.
Yes.
Yeah, but what about your teenage daughter that's not doing anything to you physically, but she is practicing self-harm. And by self-harm, she's practicing promiscuity. She's just not being a good girl, you know? Because we want our daughters to be flowers, please. But the way they are like harlots out here. Eh? The music they are listening to is just do, 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 do. Hey, they are standing at the wall with boom boxes and booty shorts. Hey, and nipples and areolas sticking out. And then they tell you, you're not the boss of my life.
Eh? She's talking with her mouth closed, Kanti, she has a tongue ring. Eh? Oto shukusha wetu fula, unoka tongue ring. Eh? Oto vila mikoto wachulwa. Eh? Shingoto shukusha wetu fula. Eh? But that's not the image that you have of your daughter. Your daughter is more supposed to be, you know, dignified, respectable, somebody. Eh? They were sure. It's like, ooh, yeah.
As human beings,
yeah,
we can only control the present.
Mm-hmm.
But the future, we can't foresee that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but how do you survive the heartache of the present? That's what we're talking about, you know? Yeah. Surviving the heartache of the present. Because how are you going to stop your daughter from dishing out her poom-poom? Eh? To strange dudes. Hold the line.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles, and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nisc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ish, man, I'm planning an event and I don't know how to go about it. Good evening.
Good evening.
Uh-huh.
We are here.
We're here. We're present.
After the commercial break.
We are here. Shitwai Pipindi.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, preventing, okay, let's say, trying to control her sexual behavior.
Yes.
Or educating.
Yes.
Educating her about the good and bad.
Because you don't want a grandchild. You are just making it to 40. You heard something about the 40s, because the 40s are nice. Yeah, you enjoy everything there by the 40s. And now this child is just running and roaming the streets, ne? And you're like, I don't want to be tied down by no baby. Because obviously if she has a baby, she's giving it. This one is a donation, that one.
Yeah. So, It's to put down the child, sit her down,
okay,
talk to her,
mm-hmm,
during a puberty stage, talk to her what is the consequences of having early sexual activities, participating in them. So there's only two.
But how many of us had that conversation with our parents? Because I feel like all of our parents have warned us against that one, right? But most of us, eh, we were doing it anyways. So could it not be that the approach in itself was, it's not the correct approach? When do we learn that that's not the correct approach? Or is it just because we were told that, we were told this and then we carried it on simply because we are too lazy as a generation that now has children, that are teenagers to actually think outside of the box? Because we know that that one didn't work.
Some people have the belief of saying, if you are told that fire burns people,
yeah,
then you have to go feel,
yeah,
how hot it is.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
but that one, we know that one already, man, Hafeni. Come
on. You want to experiment.
We have to experiment because clearly, right, the teachings in the books is not working. To be honest, the teaching in the books is not working because even we didn't listen to the teachings. So what now? Because I'm sure, right? Let me take it for an example from a story that I've heard you speak about so many times as my friend, right?
Yes.
You used to be what opupuramon nolo, right? What opupuramon tolo kuchaka na jalo kampeja, eh? And that's not even puberty. That's by your late mom. You know? And this is a story that I'll never forget in my life. Every time I see children running, I always think of you. I'm like, oh, Charokan bitch. You know, like, bro, it's winter. What is wrong with you? I feel it hot. I'm like, oh, hi. Yeah. And this is something that it's something so simple, and you were not going through puberty, and you were not going through rebellion. And yet, every single day, you're not wearing a t-shirt. Okay. Every day, ne? Your mom is telling you the same thing every day. At first, the first time she said it, right? You didn't listen. So the 100th time that she said it, you didn't listen even more. So could it not be that we can't copy and paste from a manual that didn't work? I think we are creatives. We are very creative. Like, are we not the generation that is literally working for ourselves and also working for others at the same time, simultaneously, and making a living and still living good lives and trying our best every day? Every day we don't offer ourselves, it's an achievement. We go to bed patting ourselves on the back, which, oh, I didn't die. Eh? Today I didn't die, oh, thank God. Let's try again tomorrow. We are resilient, but yet we fail at such menial things. And my question is, why?
Why do we fail? It's because I think we have failed to understand the human behavior.
Why are we failing?
Why are we failing? It's because we have probably moved away from traditional.
That's not the answer. That's not the answer.
Why are we failing?
Because even our parents failed, and they were very cultured. The manual doesn't work.
Why are we failing?
I think that we are failing because we are lazy. Do you know that we apply contemporary knowledge? We apply contemporary knowledge, in everything that we are doing except our children.
Okay, maybe we are failing because we are not consistent.
But why are we not consistent?
We give up too quickly.
But why?
Okay, if you give up too quickly, then it's because we are actually losing the element called love.
Okay, it's love. That's why we're giving up quickly. We don't have love.
It's slowly fading away.
Are you sure it's not tolerance?
Today you say it.
If we didn't have love for these people, then why are we raising their kids?
Why are we raising their kids?
After that, we told them, don't go mamara in the street, you get pregnant. Then they bring us babies and then we raise them. Why are we doing that if it's not love?
The kids are still innocent. They don't know. They are innocent. They have nothing to be blamed for.
What do you mean they are innocent? These little people. Do you know that these little people, they are insulting us in our houses? You're telling us they are innocent. Eh? This one. I'm a grown woman. Eh? When you're in the soil, eh? And then I went that tea. Eh? O top one and gaga. Shandigato randi na yo eh.
Aye.
O shiri. So pefe no. You sound like a parent. You sound like my parents.
Now the thing is, if we don't try and control you at that age, your capacity thinking is very narrow compared to where we have passed through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the reason we want to control is because we don't want you to repeat our mistakes. Mm-hmm. So we want it to be better.
Mm-hmm.
We were living our time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Okay, so have you ever been with a controlling woman? Unquote.
No.
Why?
I think I communicate. I communicate my.
Hey, and then when you see that this one is unquote. Because I'm sure that you have bumped into a few nut jobs along the way. I'm sure you've bumped into crazy women. You classify them as crazy. They are just possessive and clingy and jealous, right? And mm-hmm. you have never been with any of them. Why?
Why? Probably they are not part of my personality.
You don't like that, right?
No.
Because you don't want to be controlled, Nkwetu.
No, it's not a matter of...
I'm not your child.
you
why are you asking me where I'm coming from?
You cannot come tell an adult where are you coming
Ooh.
From. Why are you dressing that
Why way? Not? No. Are you not mine?
I'm not yours.
You are your own person.
Yes.
Oh.
So you must just... we should just reach on signs that, no, this is this person.
Yeah. But even you yourself, you don't want something that is controlling, someone that's controlling, someone that is jealous, someone that's possessive. You don't want that.
I want you to understand me. The only
I want you to be free. Manguru kama relationship ayeto, ne?
The only time you can control me is when you can see danger.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yes.
Yeah, control you in what area, ne? Shashino, if I'm telling you don't go out today.
Why?
I'm telling you because I just have a feeling that you shouldn't go out.
You just have a feeling.
Hey.
That feeling.
Hey.
I should not go out.
Yeah.
I don't have that gut feeling. Let me go out.
What's that?
What happened today,
hey.
It was meant to be.
What's that? So now if you are thinking like that in terms of relationships, what do you think the kids think like when you are saying that we must control them?
Control them.
No, it's not that we're not disputing the fact that we have to control them. I'm asking if you feel like that about a woman that just comes from wherever they are coming from. And they want to be controlling you. Now, imagine now a person that doesn't trust you enough to make good choices in your life, trying to control your whole entire life. Is that not the birth of rebellion?
I'm not controlling
You're
you.
You're controlling me, man. You cannot tell me I cannot go out. I want to go out.
It's my responsibility.
It's not your responsibility to have over to hover over my life. What's your problem?
It's for me to keep you safe.
Dad, me, I'm safe. I'm going with a cab. I'm safe.
You are going with a cab.
Nothing has ever happened to me.
Yes.
And I don't have that gut feeling. I don't have that gut feeling.
You don't have that gut feeling.
Yeah.
It's because we were praying.
Hello, say that gut feeling that you're telling me. Oh, I just have a gut feeling that you shouldn't go out today. Hello, say, Father, I don't have that gut feeling. So whatever happens, happens. If I die, it was my time.
Okay, Inda, don't come next to me.
I will knock. I stay here.
No, you don't stay
Hello?
Here.
Hello, you cannot chase me out of the house just because. But you can tell, ne? A woman, kujami, I don't have that gut feeling, so I'm gonna go, eh? And now when I'm telling you that I don't have that gut feeling, all of a sudden I must not come back to your house. So basically, you are threatening my right to live here as your responsibility, eh? Being my parent does not mean that you have rights over me. I'm still a human.
Where your right ends, mine starts.
My dear, our rights are running concurrently.
Yes.
Everybody's rights are running at the same time. Yours are not starting where mine end things.
Ah.
Ha. Say, I know my rights. I know my rights. I read the Constitution. I know my rights.
Yes.
Hey, so what is this that you're telling me that I cannot go because your gut is telling you things? Maybe it's gastric. Pamono gastric, huh? Topi? Kampala.
Now you want to go to a place. You want to go to a club where you are even underage from entering.
We are standing outside. When you were telling us your stories about Ladidas, you didn't tell us about anything about going inside Ladidas. Oh, then we used to stand in the parking lot because you were most probably underage also.
The content.
Hold the line, please.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Let's you talk. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, parent of the year. Top then one in. I'm on the side of the teenager.
You're on the side of the teenager?
Yeah, you go ulikukurun.
Okay.
The top then one ewa. Ta. Top then one konu that has only been alive for 16 years only. Of which, ne, like, a quarter of that. They didn't know what they were doing. They couldn't even read.
No, some people are special. They just need to go to social worker. If they feed the social worker lies.
But how many of us have gone and fed social workers and therapists lies?
How many?
Literally, your job sends you to go and see a therapist, right? And you go there and tell the people, me, I don't know why the people are called. It told me to come here. Those people at my work, ne, they're just against me. Eh? They don't even want to send to sing me happy birthday. What's that? And the therapist is like, yeah. I feel a sense of rage. Yeah, those people at my work. Eh? Kanti is because you brought a bow and an arrow to work. And you decided that you want to kill everyone. You even brought enough. Eh? You brought 20 bows and which are 20 arrows for all your 20 colleagues.
Yeah.
And you are sent there, and you are saying, which are the people at my work, they are against me. I don't know why they send me here.
Nah,
I think you just need to avoid them. Eh? Therapist, I take advice on it. I think you just need to avoid them.
Maybe the parents used to party so much that the child inherited that party behavior or pet behavior while they were in the stomach.
What about because the thing is that, right? Okay. We're going to focus on the parent now, but let's quickly wrap up with the kids, right? The teenagers. There could be three teenagers in the house and one is rebellious. So what's happening there?
Then we have to study the,
But who has time to be studying kids if we have to go to work and pick them up and drop them off and make sure that they cook and make sure that we cooked, eh? Because they don't want to cook because then they are standing outside with booty shorts and in the streets and putting in rings in their body parts and tattoos. and smoking happily?
Between good and bad, they say, in line.
But we have to talk about these ones, because are your children not going into teenagehood now? No.
They will be going in there.
Yeah.
They cannot jump that phase.
Uh-huh. So isn't it better for us to prepare how to manage when the time comes? Because apparently it's such a depressing stage, eh? It's so depressing.
Very depressing that a lot of them have started bringing high blood pressure.
Yeah, a lot of parents. Today I ran into a parent that, I don't know, she just stumbled upon me. You know me, my ancestor game is very strong. Eh? So she just gravitated towards me, and then she just told me her stuff, you know. And she's going through the motions with her teenage daughter. That is also setting a bad example for the younger sister, because she's bringing boys into the house and having coitus in the house when the mother has gone to work. And literally the mother was on her way to the pharmacy to go and check her blood pressure so that she can go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So isn't this one of those conversations that we must just have? Our parents were holding on to us, Hafeni.
But then we should also expose our children to these clubs, like the boy child, girl child club.
Mm.
Or we should create movements where adults will be speaking to children within their community.
Uh-huh.
And tell them how good life can be if they follow good from a young age.
But you turned out great, Hafeni. You turned out great, but I can tell you that your youth was not amazing.
I turned out great because,
You turned out great because we kid the Rurago Malaste Kanakameme.
The disciplinary
committee.
Committee in here, when we come within the four corners.
Yeah, but the disciplinary didn't save you from going out.
They did wonders.
They didn't save you from...
I had to go out, but then my time was limited. And if you go out, then you cannot knock.
Then you jumped.
The same day,
but you jumped.
Then you must try and ask your brother.
But you still went out.
If he doesn't tell you out, so that you can be disciplined the next day.
But you still went. That is basically you talking about consequences after you had your fun.
I went out, but then I was not exposed to alcohol and drugs.
What did you go and do outside then?
I loved music.
So you were at shows where people were drunk and high.
So then, because...
How are you not exposed if your peers were doing it, friend?
I was part of the pressure groups, like My Future Is My Choice. I had to go see
what the youth is doing.
What the youth is doing and how I can counter attack such behavior. And what I can propose.
Was it a success?
So that they can change into better people.
But was it really being a bad person? Because I think that many of us, right, identify a life of rebellion, right, as something that is bad. But is it really bad? Or is it just our own insecurities as parents, and our own fears as parents, right? That our children will make the same mistakes that we made. Are we not trying to force children to be the younger versions of ourselves?
Kind of.
Is that not us trying to hold somebody's personality and life choices captive?
Yeah, but your
are they not prisoners in our homes?
Your genes are mine. So,
no, my dear. No, my dear. Your genes are mine, but my personality is a mixture of my mother and my father. So, my dear, I've got like a little percentage of you, but I've got a gang of percentages also from my ancestors and stuff. So I'm not you.
Okay. The whole point is, we will not stop controlling the young.
Yeah.
Yes. It's because it is our responsibility.
But your young are doing bad things.
And it is the law. It's not just responsibility. It's also a law for us parents to look after them.
To look after them is not to control them. You guys are kidnapping children.
We are not kidnapping.
It's kidnapping. If the person is locked inside the house, it's not allowed to go outside. If they go out, they get punishment. Isn't that jail?
No, that's not jail.
Hey, Bakonjo things.
In jail.
What was his name, Bakonjo?
Bakonja.
Hey, Bakonja. Hey, the guy that used to just go out and chill a little bit and come back, please. Because what?
Freedom is nice.
Exactly. So if we know this element of freedom being nice, isn't it counterproductive for us to take away the freedom?
No, it is not, because it has to be given to you in a limited quantity. Why? Because too much of anything.
But it's not working. That limitation is not working.
Just remember, if I give you too much love, what am I doing to you?
Nothing. Nothing.
Spoiling you.
Nothing at all.
I'm going to be a spoiled brat.
I'm not going to be a spoiled brat. I'm going to be a person that is loved. If you are telling me that maybe you are giving me too much, you are giving me too many assets, then that's something else. But too much love, it can never be bad, because you can still discipline me and love me at the same time. You can still mold me into a good person and love me tremendously and shower me with love. Maybe, just maybe, right? The ways of our parents and our parents' parents, right, was not the correct way. And maybe we need to change that, because we are sitting as adults today. We are sitting in what? We're sitting in offices from the trauma that was caused by our parents, right? And we still want to use the same people's rule book towards our children, as if we don't see how messed up we are. We're in therapy because of the things that our parents did and didn't do. But we want to use their rules for our children because we are too lazy to create our own. We complain about the constitution of this country being a copy and paste one, but even our lives are copy and paste, and we wonder where the fakeness comes from.
The constitution, I was just reading something.
Yeah.
Somewhere where we say we are in a country full of democracy,
mm-hmm.
where we need to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's the situation,
yeah,
then if I have to control you,
mm-hmm.
then that's not democracy.
Exactly.
But it becomes more like a social, more like socialism.
Mm-hmm. But how many people, right? Have you ever been given freedom, right? To go out and do what you want by your parents. And then by an hour or two before your curfew, you are back already. Has that ever happened?
There's plenty of time.
Exactly. Why? Because you were given freedom. You were trusted enough to make the correct choices. And when you were there, you acted out the principle of being an adult. When some place is no longer good for you, you leave that place. And that is why you are a person that is, you can't be in a, and this is from a friend perspective, because you are my friend, right? You can never be in an abusive relationship. Chapeau, like you can't be, like, I don't know, maybe it's spiritually abusive, maybe, but if it is financial, if it is physical, you can never be in a relationship like that, because you are one of those people that can decide, no matter how much I love you, no matter how much I want to be here, this is where I draw the line, because this is not good for me.
That's correct. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody forces you, Hafeni, to do anything you don't want to do at all. Like, no matter what. I can beg and scream, kick and plead. I even stopped. Like I learned the hard way. No, just wait. Because you are not a person that can be bulldozed. But that came from freedom to make correct choices. Now, if people are trying to make choices for you, then when do you learn this independence?
No, we cannot entirely control the children. Mm. At that point, we'll allow them to do what they want to do.
Mm.
Then we'll correct them where we see they are a bit going out of alignment completely.
Mm-hmm.
They are not aligned
to
the good side anymore. They are more going to, they are more a hazard now to themselves.
Yeah.
So.
When you were younger and you said that, I can't wait to grow up, what is it that you wanted to do when you grow up that you couldn't do when you were young? Because we all say it, right? I can't wait to grow up so I can just go and live my life the way I want. Eh? What is this living my life the way I want? What was your idea of living your life the way you want?
Work.
Uh-huh.
Have my own family.
Okay.
Have my own house.
Mm-hmm. So that you can do what in your house?
So I have freedom in my house.
Okay, well, what kind of freedom?
I can party in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I can invite people to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what I please.
Okay.
Yes, I can plan. I can exercise.
You can start cooking at 2 a.m.
I can, yes.
Yeah. Because that one was the problem also. Because that microwave chicken that we used to eat, guys. And you have to close all the doors to make sure that the microwave is not heard. Then you have to take it, open it before it reaches one, because it will make that tee, 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 woo.
The microwave during our time was not there.
You see, even those things, you guys had it hard. So, let me ask you, are you partying in your house right now? When last did you have a party? No. When last did you have a party in your house?
Last weekend.
I'm not talking about those kind of parties. I'm talking about really just decided way in the morning, I feel like having a party today. Hi guys, come over, let's have a party.
Last weekend.
You didn't invite me? What's your problem? Are we fake friends?
It was a neighbor party.
What is a neighbor party, sir?
I just called my neighbor.
You called your neighbor?
Yes, I invited my neighbor.
Okay.
It was Bali.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So that one doesn't count because that was your neighbor?
That was my neighbor.
I'm talking about your friends from far.
The other friends from far, they gave excuses that now they cannot come, they cannot make it up.
Okay.
The other arrangement.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, when last did you go to a party?
When last did I go to a party? It was last month.
You went to what kind of party, say? Because when you answer answer, ne? I'm very skeptical. Because you winner, when you hear party, you're like, oh yeah, and then we did some Bible study. I don't want those ones. I want the wild parties that you thought of when you were younger.
It's a house party where we were consuming wine.
Ugh, like adults.
Yeah.
And everybody there was married, engaged, father, mother. That's not a real party.
Different type of people were there.
Were they single girls?
Yes, they were single girls.
Hey, and they were single guys. Did like they go me. Together?
Yes, they went together.
Hey. So is that the idea of a party that you had when you were younger?
No.
Hey.
That's not the same idea of a party when I was younger.
Uh-huh. So the point I'm trying to drive home here, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Is that now you have it. All these things that you wanted, now you have it. You have the work, you have the family, you have the house so that you can have your freedom and you have your party and invite whoever you want, right?
Yeah.
And you don't do it.
Why?
You don't do it because things are nicer when they are limited. Because every chance you got when the parentals were gone kowambo, nshoyom.
House party,
Baba. And now, when you have your own house, you're like, what have you ever done, man?
I get crazy one.
Oh, that one even just takes out his gun and shoots in the air. He's going to make us get attention. Oh, I know. Yeah? All of a sudden, you haven't had the party. Even when you got your own place, you haven't had your party. I always used to say, me when I get my own place, I'm going to have a housewarming. It's going to be crazy. Bror, when I moved into my own place, it was quiet.
Yeah.
I watched TV marathon for one whole weekend.
I can invite you to my place and can make dirty and go.
Exactly.
Unless if I have services that can clean.
Yeah, but cleaners, they don't put back glasses, ne?
Mm.
After they broke, they don't put them back together.
Yes.
They just clean up the mess, but they don't put the things back together.
You limit. And also, now that you know the characters of people that, okay, this is the person I can invite to my place.
The person falls over.
And this is the person I cannot have at my place.
You see?
Yeah, this one.
But when you were younger, were you categorizing people like that? Or did you just want your own house so that you can have your freedom, so that you can party?
When we were young, we also had people that we can really associate with. And the others are just there because by default, we are a lot of friends, so they are liked by the others.
The thieves.
Within our circle.
The thieves.
Whether it's now thieves or whether it's the ones that have deceiving behavior or the bully type.
Mm.
So, yeah. So I still want to get back that where we say, why do we control our children?
Yeah.
Just remember, us as parents.
But this question, right, that I'm asking you goes back to that very essence. We are using a blueprint that doesn't work while we didn't ask ourselves, right, these particular questions. Because when we are younger, we want these things because they are not within our grasp, right? But when we get older, all we want is peace and quiet. So could it be that there is a dynamic that changes there within our thoughts that molds responsibility? Because if you understood where money comes from because you work for it, right? You will not be spending on parties. So maybe what we need to do as adults is teach our children work.
No, we need to teach our children a life balance.
Okay.
Yes.
So they must not work, they must just balance life.
It's where I'll go back to too much of something. It's toxic.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
If you work too much, you'll end up having stress. If you work too much, you'll get paid, but you won't have time to spend your money. Why? Then why did you get paid? Just to pay bills.
But that was for us.
Go for therapy, go for massage, go for holiday.
But that's most for us. That's most for us because what we have that they don't have is dependence.
Yes.
The reason that we are broke is because we have dependence. Because people that don't have kids, that don't have responsibilities, ne? Them, they're enjoying their lives. We are just jealous.
We
even call them names. Oh, that person is useless. Because we are secretly jealous. Because you cannot afford to just take 5,000 and not go mafuta, like futa oskorate futo kuje. Mangawa ya kumafuta mkwetu.
Now, I also have a question for that child that don't want me to control them.
Yeah.
And teach them what life is.
Mm-hmm.
Or tell them how life can be. Now, if I end my chapter of life today, tonight,
yeah.
And I didn't get the opportunity to transfer that knowledge to you. You know how much pressure you are going to give the next person that needs to adopt you. Because of my negligence or my ignorance. That I someone else, another adult came and said, no, why are you controlling the child? Why don't you just leave them to drift?
But everything that we don't understand is considered drifting. Everything we don't understand is considered drifting.
Drifting.
Yeah. Every time we don't understand something, we deem it dangerous.
Yes, that's correct.
But is it really dangerous? Or is that just our own fears, Arno?
No, if you don't know, there's two things involved when you know and when you don't know.
Yeah.
If you know something, you are aware.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, you are not aware.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, you can become sick.
Yeah.
Of
what you know.
Of what you know.
Mm.
If you don't know, you won't get sick because you don't know.
Yeah.
But then there is also a consequence of not knowing, which can either be a good and a bad. That's why we are forced to balance life and just prepare the child to grow in such a manner that, okay, if today I'm not there, someone else will take the, have to take over
the torch, yeah.
The role, and then to take the torch. Okay, they have to go take the torch. I don't know whether they will be able to
handle it.
Tolerate them or chase them away, send them away, or give them back to the government that, no, yes, your children, you can't deal with them.
You know what advice I gave the lady that was crying?
Yeah.
I told her, open your doors. Clearly your daughter, right, is not going to change. Your daughter is not going to stop changing boyfriends and sleeping with boyfriends and sneaking them into the house. She's not going to do that. The more you tighten the grip, the more she's slipping out of your hands. If you want to be an adult, be addressed in an adult-like manner. Because children are not stupid. What you need to do as a parent is display how stupid the person that she's throwing her life away for is. So this is a 16-year-old, right, that is now sexually active, that is drinking, and she's doing all kinds of things out there, including coitus, right? Now, if you were one of those hardcore moms, like best friend's mom, eh, was very, very hardcore. Like he's traumatized, eh, by coitus things. Because in their house, she used to paste those gonorrhea and syphilis posters. Because she's a nesmos.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to paste them everywhere. When you go to the bathroom, when you close the door, eh? It's the first thing you see. Getting a tanningo sex. So he is very traumatized by that. So I said that she must invite the boy over.
Yeah.
Because she has gone now to, because the boy is 19, right? She has gone the legal route. Yeah, you know, statutory rape, what, you know? Because she's underage, what, right? She's gone with that one. But I said that that one, this guy's going to cause people to make a baby to stay together. Because we love each other. Oh my God, you're the love of my life. You're my baby. Yeah, nobody gets us Romeo and Juliet nonsense. Yeah? Right? Because that's what's going to happen. But, you know what? Hold the line before we wrap it up.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utumaraka mahupi. Onetwe kaimwe okufutarumwe okuinyengarumwe okujapandali fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga onetwe kaoyo hai dira dira ya fange. Omafikwa amwe ohandi streaming. Omafikwa amwe ohandi popi. Omafikwa amwe ohandi ningaishe poshikanto shimwe. Pamwina parateza, uinda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho, paumwene. Dira dira, umakota fanoni, data, momkaro wiri, mwana parika, okutuma kutumaraka, oku streaminga, nokudenga pamwina parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always, always prepare, parates.
Great news.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So, hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. Okay, so, right? I told her to bring the boy over, to stop being angry.
Okay.
Because all parents, né, we are expecting them to be angry, right?
Yeah.
We're expecting them to be against us. Yeah? They just don't understand how it is to be loved. Yeah? They don't understand because she's even single. She doesn't have a man in her life. What does she know about a real man? She can't hold a man down. Eh, this is not your single mother that you're talking about. Eh?
Yes.
And you're talking nonsense about her to your little boyfriend. I'm a real woman. Eh? I'm a real woman because I know how to hold my relationship down. She's saying that you're just going to leave me. You're going to use me. I know I'm not being used because I love you. Well, you know, eh? Because there's no bigger talk like orohogorui bogatiko lovers, especially prevented lovers, right? Romeo and Juliet then drink poison to die because their families don't want them together. Uh-huh. Alright, so I said she must bring the boy over and there must be a whole introduction, right? And she must ask, so what are your intentions with my daughter? She must make it like a lobola negotiation. She must not make it seem like, she must not make it a forced thing, which is, yeah, you must marry my daughter. No. She must make it like a lobola negotiation kind of thing where she's asking him serious questions, not about himself trying to get to know him nonsense. No. It must be, okay, so what are your intentions? And she must be open to the answer. Yeah, you know, I'm just finding myself because this is a 19-year-old boy. There's no conversation about him doing anything with his life. He's not at varsity. He's not studying. He's just, you know, a guy.
That's there, living his life.
Yeah, just living his life. He's just like a nobody. And I just, he's not trying. He's, you know, he's just, you know, a guy. Right?
It's always important.
Yeah?
Somewhere is important to someone.
Yeah, no. He's very important even to the girl in question.
because she's willing to sneak him into the house. And that is was now the first red flag. So, Mara, why? Why are we here and not at your place? You know? Because you don't have a place.
Ah. Too much control.
Uh-huh.
The place on the other end.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And here there's too much freedom. Because single mother goes to work.
Yeah.
So I said that she must have a conversation with him and she must allow, right, his answers to indicate to the daughter how stupid this boy is. The daughter must see for herself, right, how stupid he is. Kucha, this one, if anything happens, this guy is going to run away from me. Have you ever witnessed somebody answer a very stupid answer? And then in that moment, you just saw how stupid they could be. Kucha, like, this guy is not as smart as I thought he was, you know? So she must have a conversation of that nature. And when they're done with that conversation, she will say, okay, I just wanted to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. And have nothing to say afterwards. And what she must do after that, she must laugh at her daughter. Like, wait, and people laugh at you. It embarrasses you, Mbishi.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you know, everybody wants to be affiliated to something that is immaculate and excellent. But now, yours is not immaculate and excellent. I'm not saying anything about him. I'm just saying, oh, okay. Him, he wants to be... You're like, okay. Like, if he has no future prospects, not to say that being a salon person is bad, right? But for a person that has that has ambition to be more than that, right? And you know her ambitions. Let's say now your daughter wants to be an engineer, for example. And she's now with this boy that wants to be a barber, for example. And not anything else. Not that it's bad, right? But just not even, he doesn't aspire to be the owner of the barbershop. He doesn't aspire to have multiple branches of the barbershop. He just aspires to only be renting a chair only. Right?
So please do call back, Hafeni. This was a very interesting conversation. So, my point was that in that moment, right, she must bring out his future ambitions onto the table so that this person, right, that is fighting tooth and nail to be with this boy must see that their futures don't go in alignment.
Good evening.
MTC just cut us.
Don't worry about it. Uh-huh. So they must see that the future that she envisioned for herself, ne, doesn't actually fit this boy's dreams. Because many of them don't really talk about how far it is like 10 years down the line. They're all just about, oh, next year, you know?
Short term.
Yeah, when I'm in grade 11. Eh? You know? So... it is an indication. So this boy, hypothetically, he wants to be a barber only, renting a chair from someone only. That's all he wants to do in his life, right? And you know your daughter. Your daughter has been talking about being an engineer all her life. So then you say that, oh, okay, that's nice. So when you are done at the barbershop, then you are going to pick up your person, my daughter, you're going to be picking her up from the state house because she's going to work as an engineer at the state house. So you're going to pick her up there.
Mm.
You know, already Ne? It's like, wait, what? Oh, so she's, or let's say she wants to be a mechanic, for example, right? Or a technician, a car technician, for example, right? You put your daughter at such a high caliber, right? So you say that, oh, okay, so you want to be doing your thing, you know? Yeah, I just want to do my thing. I want to live my life. Yeah, I want to be a barber, you know? Oh, so most probably you're going to get like a chair here at, in Grijsblok. Like, yeah, you know, just start off small. It's like, oh, okay. So from Grijsblok every day, you are going to be driving to MNZ in town to go and pick up your wife that is a technician at MNZ. Yes.
So.
Even you, ne? Even you, you're like, ah, wait. Whoa.
I'll say it's not, if you give such advice, then you are giving the guy a tip that, okay, it's either you pull your socks up.
No. Yeah, yes, there is pulling the socks up, right? But the problem is what we are trying to create here is the thought of, Mboli, you did not think this through. We are trying to discourage our daughter, right? From ruining her life, right? And ruining her life is not getting to the technician at MNZ part. Yeah. I'm not saying that my daughter is going to fall pregnant and she's going to be a teenage pregnancy and drop out. And I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying straight that she's going to make it. Yeah. I'm just asking about you because I don't know you. So I want to get to know you better. So what it creates there is for my daughter to also see this young man's vision with you. Because even if you ask yourself, Kucha, okay, so Befe, like, otokana ne okwato taxi, otokana okwato taxi ne kuza ko babashopa ko khlis bloka toya we range ko warehouse ko MNZ tamataona. Ndetatushuna ne. Oh, oh, Chris Blue.
Romeo and Juliet.
Eh, Romeo and Juliet, and then. Like, no, eh? Then he's going to be like, no, obviously, by the time she's done. And you're like, oh, okay. How old are you? I am 19. It's like, oh, okay. So, that's like what? So, for 8 years, you guys are just going to be catching taxi and living here. I thought you, like, are you not, but you're going to be making money, Moss. Are you not going to be, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then this person's going to, then that's the part where your daughter looks at him like, okay, so basically, eh, like in 8 years time, you, in 8 years time, we are still going to be way.
That's a good approach.
Mm-hmm. And then also, right, you are just asking questions. You're asking about where this person sees themselves in life, but you don't ask it directly because we all have answers for that one because so many people in life have asked us that. What you do is you play out their lives according to their answers that they have given you. So you ask this young man, oh, so what do you want to be? Like, what do you aspire to be in your life? Like, I know me, I want to be a lawyer. Like, oh, okay. Did you apply for law school yet? Like, I know I'm just upgrading my points now. Like, oh, okay. When did you start upgrading? Ah, 2 years ago. Oh, but you're still upgrading. Like, that's a question. You're still upgrading. That is that element of doubt, right? Like, you're still upgrading. For 2 years, you are still upgrading. You are not there. You're not even in the system yet. You are just still upgrading. Yeah. Now, this leaves your daughter with, whoa, wait a minute. Because you are just still upgrading for 2 years. You're just still upgrading. How many points do, then that's the part, like, how many points does law school need? Like, 35 points. Like, and how many points do you have? 17. The year before, okay, so it's 3 years of 17 points. I'm just trying to understand. So it's 3 years. Okay, first of all, you failed, and then it was 17 points. And then you went to upgrade, and then it's 17 points again. And then you upgraded last year now, and then it's 17 points. How does it work? You know I'm old. You know, you diss yourself a little. You know I'm old. I don't really understand this thing. So it's 3 years of failure. What were you doing that you were not really focused on getting in becoming a lawyer? You know we want you to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the daughter is looking at him like, yeah, Marao, tot dopane 3 years, huh?
Mm.
Like, whoa, like, wait a minute. Like, to be honest, Ane, yeah, 3 years, otoripitingara, like, are you sure that that law dream is really where you're going? Because if you cannot pass this one on the second try, you're trying the third time, like, what's up? So, you know? Then you're like, oh, okay. Okay, so, what car do you want to drive? Ah, no, me, I want a Polo GTI Golf what? Eh? Golf R what? You know shenanigans. Hmm? Then, you talk on behalf of your daughter. Because she said, well, she wants to be a technician at MNZ. Then you say, I've always pictured my daughter to have an MNZ. I mean, to have a Mercedes. Mm. I've always pictured her, you know, for my grandkids. Yeah? And it's a very good car. It's a very expensive car. It's a good brand. So now, the dreams don't align. Because the way you are not asking her anything. She's just listening to the answers. But you put your daughter at a very high caliber. One, she's a technician at MNZ. Two, she's driving the biggest Mercedes. Hmm? The biggest one. Yeah? Then you even say, because even when she starts working like this, oh, my dear, we will not suffer anymore. Hmm? Like you put her there because that gives her a sense of pride. Kucha, she sees me. She sees me. She knows where I'm going. She knows where I want to go. She knows that this a relationship is not going to derail me. She understands me. She gets me. And then also where she sees me, ne, is at a very high caliber. You understand? But then now at the high caliber. Or at the pedestal that I put you, right? Your boyfriend is failing in comparison.
Yeah.
For starters, he doesn't want to own the barbershop. He wants to be an employee inside the barbershop forever. So when you guys are 50, then you even push it. So when you guys are 50 and you are going to be cutting hair, at someone's shop, you even say it. Hey, when you guys are 50 and you're going to be cutting hair at someone's shop, like, are your knees not going to be paining? Because I'm approaching 50 and I know my knees are paining. Because I know that my daughter, by then, she's also going to be the manager, the floor manager. So she's not even going to be around the workshop a lot. Yeah? So you play out her life. But him, he stays dormant in the same spot.
But is that fair?
It's not fair. We are not playing, it's not a fair game that we are playing.
Okay.
The only two things that can come out of there, right, is either for this boy to pull up his socks. When he pulls up his socks, right, then it is beneficial for your daughter. Because then he becomes responsible. So that means, even when there is coitus to be had, he's cautious. He's not drifting in emotions like a hopeless person.
Mm.
Yeah. And even if there are diseases to be caught, he is not drifting into what? Because now he's cautious, right? And he has a future. He has someone to prove wrong. Fastanji. It's either that. He pulls up his socks and he becomes someone of which is still beneficial for your daughter because your daughter is now going to be with a someone, not just a hood rat, but with a someone.
You must be able to meet the hierarchy of needs.
Yes. Yes. Because now this is going to be playing in his head. The way I've been thinking about myself, Mbori, hasho, shashino, like, literally, if I think 5 years from now, moku potoshirine, I'm not even talking about, I want to own my own salons and I want to own what and I want to own what. I'm just literally thinking about renting a chair. That's it. Then he's going to start thinking of, no, I'm going to own, I'm going to own at least 2 chairs there so that I can be getting an income from the other chair that I'm renting out. Then he's going to start thinking, you understand? Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to pass and then I'm going to do my law thing. Or I'm going to do what? It's going to elevate him. It's either it elevates him or the other alternative is that he completely stays away from your daughter. Because also shame is also a great motivator.
Cannot be here.
I can't be here. You can already hear this person is going to go to the technical school of Stellenbosch for MNZers. Eh? You can even throw that one in because, I was hoping that she would go and master. I was hoping that she would go and master at Harvard. That's why I've been saving for her ever since she was a child. To go in school at Harvard. Or Yale. Look at the plans in America.
I think there should also be a good a panel of interviewers in the near future where parents are sitting and asking questions. Now, since you want my daughter's friend or you want her to become your girlfriend, what is in it?
But that's the thing, right? With black culture, Hafeni, with black customs, right? We don't have that. But with African customs, the boyfriend that she had in grade 6 is the guy she went and married and had 3 kids with.
Yeah.
But with us, our relationships are hidden because we are not allowed to be having relationships. But yet people want grandchildren and they want marriage. Now all of a sudden when you become of age, everybody's just pressuring your uterus. But they didn't teach you nothing about coitus. They didn't teach you nothing about relationships.
Ours is there. I think Olufuko does teach.
It teaches what? For you to bring your lover home. For you to bring your Honda home.
It's just that we move too much away from our tradition. And then I'll also just encourage more of parents to have.
But do you think that plan would work though?
It will work. To have more talks, kolu pale.
No, but I'm talking about the approach that I had.
No, the approach is well, is good. It's not bad.
Because the idea is for you, for me, I'm a visual person.
Yes.
I can see how not smart you are from your answers.
Yes,
I can see how not smart you are and how unfigured out you are, right? From the answers that you give. For me, if that was the conversation, I would have been so discouraged. Because when you are in the moment, right, you are talking about forever. There's no single relationship that you guys don't talk about forever, especially when you are young. But nobody tells you about the practical part of forever.
Yes.
Everybody we're all talking about forever. We're going to go to varsity, brah, and we're going to study and what. But we all talk about it in a sense of it's coming in the future. But I know when are we going to go to varsity if you have not even applied for NAMCO? When are we going to go to varsity when you sell drugs? And even if, right, for example, let's say now you're one of those liberal parents and this boy just tells you that, yeah, you know, I'm just pushing here and there. I'm hustling here. You know, I sell bags. Yeah? And then this boy literally admits to being a drug dealer in your house. Let's say he's that silly, right, to admit it to his mother-in-law that he's a drug dealer.
Yes.
Literally. The approach on that one could be like, oh, you must be very careful, you know. Oh, but you haven't been caught up until now. Oh, I have a cousin of mine. He went in when he was like 18, I think. Ah, how old was Malima man when he got arrested for possession? I think he was what? Like, yeah, I think he was 18. Eh? He has been there ever since. I'm 53. Like, yeah. And then you even say things like, oh, but his poor wife is just there waiting for him. Other people are getting cars and they are working and they are getting married. But I commend her because she's very strong for waiting for somebody that is going to be in prison for 34 years. Now you ask your daughter now, are you willing to wait for 34 years? I know that she's willing because she loves you so much. Before she answers, ne? I know that she's willing because she loves you so much. She'll be there for everything and I'll support her, you know, emotionally while she waits for you. If you ever get caught, just don't make sure you don't get caught. To leave your daughter with like, do I really want to be stuck with, like, this is what you do. Like, it seems now, nice now. Other people are going on dates, but Malima's wife is just there. And she was young, you know, when he went to jail. She was very young. They don't even have kids, imagine, because there was no time to make kids. But you guys are going to be different. You won't get caught. And you are capable of waiting. You love him. I know you love him.
Sometimes when you don't date within your caliber, your partner ends up taking you to a place.
Yeah. And that's what, and that is what we have to that is the point I'm driving home, right?
Yes. And then people will be having a conversation. And then you will be trying to change a good topic.
Yeah.
To something that is so low class.
Yeah. Not challenging enough to have conversations because also there at home, there is nothing that is stimulating. And that is why there is a power struggle in households.
Yes. To a point where the guys are like, is this really the person you really ended up having?
You see, your friends now, eh?
A whole you.
This is. You see,
yes.
Let me look for something better for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when they call you, they'll give you an invite, which
don't come with her.
No, I'm not.
Because every single time you guys start talking about serious things, like, oh, do you know the stock exchange? Then she says something like, oh, matanekarini ni mako TV. Wait a minute, what? Ni mako TV. And then you dango te ipopi oku shim. You don't even know that Shim is not there anymore. Sis. Hmm? Minister, we spots all ye. Eh? She has no idea. I can do her politics. Never mind language barrier, Genga.
Yes.
Your poor friends, they are forced to speak Oshindonga every day.
Now, that's actually a good topic that you... chokes for us today.
I hope it's pulling heartstrings because, hey, because me, that's the tactic I'm going to use, my dear. Or even just, or even if I'm not in good graces with my child, I will just reverse it. So now the boy comes, let's say the girl comes now, and it's Elu now, the girl comes, and then me, I'm going to be like, oh, so what do you want to study? It's like, no, I want to be a medical doctor, and I want to specialize in, because usually girls, they have these big dreams, most. They don't really come as laid back as boys.
Yeah.
So she's like, no, I want to be a neurosurgeon. It's like, oh, a neurosurgeon is somebody that is for brains, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Elu wants to work for NAMPO. Ever since he was small, he's just always wanted to work for NAMPO. Oh, so maybe when he's knocking off from duty, cook katondoka mumi lamp. Any day, it's the time there in that job.
Tonato.
Any day is the time. You know, as a medical doctor, you must at least win just with your first paycheck, must make a funeral policy. Shashino, the job that he wants to do, is really very high risk. So you as his partner, you must already have a funeral policy for him. I know the government will bury him. They will give him a coffin and the flag. But you choose stones. Oh, do you know how expensive tombstones are? So that like wait. Okay, police officer, and doctor. Now she's already like, no, but he told me he wants to be an architect. Like, no, maybe that's his new little dream, but for as long as I know him. Even now, he even asks his, let's say they're like 18 or something, And I don't want them for each other. Edna even also asked his uncle into the more police.
You must be careful. Not this generation. I'm a meashongao.
Otapo puku cha hashongao. But I was now not going to lie.
Yes.
I'm going to change the tone of my words to a discouraging tone. Okay. So what car do you want to drive, my daughter, one day? It's like, no, I want to drive a BMW, or a Mercedes-Benz, like, okay. So you guys are going to be sharing the car. Because I don't think at his salary he can afford that.
And you see, I'm a German Shepherd lover, and the budget for the dogs is 2,000.
Yeah.
You'll be able to top up.
Yeah. Like, that's just for the dogs. We didn't even put on electricity yet. But you'll be making good money. Doctors, they make good money. Now, that will encourage my son either to change his dream and become something else so that he can keep the girl, or leave the girl to go, Moss. So either way, I still win me.
You will just change so that the girl can still hang on.
And a changed son is also good, because now the son doesn't want to be in the street, and the son doesn't want to be chasing after robbers in the night, Moss. So now he will want to be also a doctor like the other one. Or he wants to be what like who, you know?
Or a psychologist.
Or a psychiatrist. You know? So either way, me, I still win. Now it just, it now hangs onto the girl, kucha, that she wants somebody that just, I just want to be, you know, bye. Me, my biggest dream, is to run this whole entire block. Eh? Because now I only have the corner. Eh? That's where I sell my stuff. Now my biggest, Hilly's biggest dream is to run the corner.
Yeah.
You are thinking of going to study in Stellenbosch. Mkweni is thinking, kucha, yeah, if I just get the whole corner, it's mine. Yes, yes. And the land fingangam within, eh? Eh. Then the person will be like, aye. Then you just talk about their future, my dear. Kucha, oh. Yeah, when you guys are 30, when you guys are like 25, then you guys will have a child. But you are mostly going to be the one that's buying everything. But he's going to be happy because he's doing what he likes. He's going to be passionate. Yeah, he's very passionate about running in the bushes, catching criminals, putting them behind bars. He's very passionate. There's just no money in his passion, but he's passionate. So you must be helping your parents, and then you must also help me, eh? Because me, I'm also going to need help. And then you must help yourselves also in him. So you, oh, me, I'm very happy because you're going to be our breadwinner, my dear. Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, like me, you must make me a toningirenje mine, eh? This is my son's 18-year-old girlfriend. Yeah, you must make for me a funeral policy so that when I die, yeah? Because I don't think he will be able to afford, but since he's bringing you into the family, I'm very fortunate. Oh. And then you must be buying my groceries every month. I can't wait. When did you say you're going to start with the School of Medicine? Did you already apply? Oh, I can't wait, really. To know umpangi mezimo. You're going to come and save us. Oh, even me and my auntie. Oh, uchandika kali ala kuambu toka atotu mimario. Madala. Yeah, that time I even told Madala to take out his hearing aids. Yeah, to land the moon, mambo upe. Yeah, I'm giving her now. Look, you wait to get number, no? Oh, near Zarambo. Yeah, she to come make longer to land the hearing aid. Yeah, she had to get make a kuzarumi na bungi ang wait to land. Oh. Yaronka than I want you. Tamo non kwasi wa, eh? Oh, my son, you did very well. Shashi nungwe, eh? Like kiku etena waka. Nangwa toka atomu indil.
Yes.
Like, the girl is gonna be like, what? It was just giving gold digger because the AMA 2010 something was. Yeah, it was just giving gold digger vibes. Like, no, my mom didn't mean it. Like, are you sure? She didn't mean it. Eh? Yeah, and then they could pay my royal tax. And then I have 10 cents. I count 10 cents and 5 cents for cab. Then I give her for cab. To go home. Eh? You not be discouraged. Yeah, but mom, how can you say that? How can I say what? You don't want to be a police officer, Shirine. Yeah, but I want you to work for city police. But you know city police doesn't just recruit like that. So the likelihood of you going to city police is very slim. Eh. So it's Nampol. Is that not your dream? Yeah, but why did you have to say it like that? But it's true. Eh? I'm very grateful that you brought us a future doctor. Kakakalando ma bray pa kange shuma bray pa kange ngondi longi. Eh, atulandi alo masip. Nge agafa agaku nyokomba. Ha enganda pandurom pangi tu eta mezi moa. Eh, to khupith. Like what? Nge ke manya janji tan tulako ka flower. Andi eh, nin tumino SMS. What's your number?
Hi, bo.
Hi, Andy. Andy, on number. Andy, pull a thing on the other. kwathela nje ongodi yengadona wanye ndikale ndina ndikandikulukile. Eh, then me I'll be sending her ideas from Pinterest of what she needs to build for me for from her future salary. It's either, right? Because it is their duty must to take care of us. It's either she's going to force her person to become better than what he is, right?
Yeah.
Or she's going to step away. So either way, I win.
Yes, you'll win both.
Both sides. Either way, I still win. So either they pull up their socks or they separate. And even in this case, Ngerokwe Terenjene, somebody that is not of the same caliber, I will just play it off like, oh, they, like with you, you're going to be going to your work there at City of Windhoek, you know, going to be reporting there, that side of fire brigade at the city police headquarters. And then your wife will just be at home waiting for you to bring bread, pads, you know, sugar, everything. She will not be having any money. Yeah, but I'll be giving her money. But even now she doesn't have any money. Yeah. Then you'll be the breadwinner of us and yourselves also, and also taking care of your small sisters, and then also her family. Like, how much will you be making roughly? You go 30, eh? Then I start calculating his salary in front of his useless girlfriend. Eh, that's drinking alcohol. She most probably already heard rumors. Which she's just like a girl that is just at a 99 this year. Because, oh, all your, like, before, you must always, and I even start advising them, before you start drinking, ne? Before, you talk about the photo of Bill in the mang. Mangung kuka ni wo ina ya koka boba.
Yeah. You must cook it.
Mm-hmm. So that's the advice that I gave.
Yes.
Eh, for her to not discourage, for her to just allow her daughter to see, ne, what she's really dealing with outside the eyes of, I'm so in love with him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love can be blind.
Love can be blind. So it is our job and our responsibility as parents, right? To somehow lift the veil from our children's eyes. We don't have to do much. We just have to lift the veil. Because they are already defensive. So us tightening the grip, ne, is just causing our children to go away. But if we leave that grip to just be there and ask questions that allow them to open their eyes and see, right? Then maybe, just maybe, we have a fighting chance. I have a friend of mine, he was brought up by a liberal mother.
Yeah.
A liberal mother is most those open mothers that, no, if you're having a girlfriend, no, bring your girlfriend home, you know. Bring your girlfriend home, introduce your girl, you know, those things. Eh? And every single girl that he has brought home, right?
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
Why?
It didn't work out because questions were asked for them to see exactly where they are.
Okay.
And the only one that passed the test where it was really just honest questions. It was only the girls in his adult years, and he ended up marrying her. They've got like 3 kids now. He ended up marrying her because her ambition was on the same level.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of them were basically like those things of the person is already working, the person is already doing this, the person is already doing this. And this person over here is most probably like still in varsity. It's not a problem, right? But what you're studying and what you're doing with your life plays a role. Because you can't tell me that you want to be a medical doctor and you're going to be married to somebody that doesn't understand, right? A woman that is not home at 5 o'clock to cook.
Yeah.
Because that is a marriage that is doomed to fail because there's a lack of understanding. So in that case, I would talk about how this person is going to dim your dreams. Because that's the reality of it. Like, what do you expect? You know, what do you expect out of marriage? You know, my wife must be cooking and cleaning and what? And Kanti, you're going to be a home medical doctor. Yeah? You are going to be working shifts at the hospital. When are you ever going to cook and clean? Kanti, your Habibi over here doesn't even want a housekeeper. So if you guys are not going to get a housekeeper, who's going to be doing all the housekeeping? Me still.
House chores.
Hey. So I would point these things out, which are your dreams. Eh? Oh, so you're going to be coming from the hospital to come and cook for your husband. And then she's going to be like, yeah, I don't have to cook. I'm going to be tired. And that's now the part where he's like, but you have to cook for me. Yeah. Cause conflicts. Hello. Yeah, but maybe you are going to be a liberal man, my son. Yeah, having a wife that never cooks for you. Ever. Because she's working 7-hour shifts or 20-hour shifts. You only see her at night. Then you are going to be the one that's making the breakfast for the kids and taking the kids to school and washing them. Play with his masculinity a little bit. You're going to be like a wife. While your wife is at work.
Yeah, being a home executive.
Yeah, you're going to be a home executive because your wife is going to be going home, like going out to bring the bacon home.
Increasing the wear and tear of the sofas.
You know. Yeah. So you must be coming home early. Nengo uno, notamu uturamo kindan njiasigo yopo faifa. Marapo in the future, you'd never know in the future, maybe there might be daycares that let the children sleep over.
Yeah.
Imagine sending a 2-year-old to a hostel.
It's a hectic one.
It's a hectic one.
It will be a hectic one. It will even be pricey too.
Yeah. That's basically you identifying that somewhere, somehow, if you guys want to make this work, somebody's going to have to give up their dream. And if none of you guys are willing to give up your dreams now in your youth, then why be together? Why don't you just find somebody that is already within your dream spectrum? Or elevate one another.
Well, Mitriak, let's call it a night. I'm falling asleep.
Thank you so much for accommodating us this evening. I hope that heartstrings have been pulled. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Ciao, ciao.
And to the rest of the listeners out there, I'd like to encourage you to look after one another. Neighbors, look after each other, know your neighbor, greet your neighbor, spread the love, and if you see any suspicious activities, please dial the 061-302-302, that is City Police, or 061-10-111 number, that is Namibian Police. Call them out, do not approach them. You might be risking your life. Yes, from my side, it's good night.
All right, thank you so much. Pops, ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to do with our rebellious teenagers? And today I gave you guys a scenario. The scenario was the teenage daughter that is sneaking boys into the household and sneaking lovers and sneaking things like that. And we were talking about why. Now, when we talk about being rebellious, right? Rebellious teenagers are people that challenge rules and they express a strong desire for independence as part of a normal social and identity development. Because we as people, we want the freedom to explore and to find our identity and our place in life. And that is why many of us, if not every single one of us has been rebellious. We might have not been as extreme as the ones that we saw on TV, but we rebelled in one way or another. And it's just, I think that maybe we are a bit too old to go back and backtrack so far along the way because it is something that is not important anymore because we are way past it, right? But we wanted to have an identity. As teenagers, we've always wanted to have an identity. We wanted to be ourselves, and that's why we dressed the way we dressed. We listened to the type of music we'd listen to. We walked in a certain way. We hung out with who we hung out. We did what we did. And it was all in hopes of seeking an identity or having a normal social life and not being an outcast. Now, what I know about being a teenager is that many of the teenagers are so afraid to be outcasted. They are so afraid to be shadowed. They are so afraid to be thrown out of any kind of clique, circle or belonging, right? That they tend to go with the motions, whether they agree or they don't agree, whether they are the ringleaders or not the ringleaders. They have a tendency of going with whatever is coming because they don't want to be left behind or they don't want to feel like an outcast. An example of this is a movie called, I think it's called Sex Pact. Right? It is a mom and two dads, right? Their children met on the first day of school. Now, on this first day of school, they decided that they're just automatically also going to become parents because these three children at kindergarten there, they just loved each other. They went to the same kindergarten, they went to the same primary school, they went to the same high school, and now they were big girls going to the same varsity. So now on their day of the matric farewell, these kids, they decided, like, you know what? I wanna lose my virginity. The other one is like, I'm ready. I wanna do this. I wanna lose my virginity. And the other one is like, yeah, me too. You know, like, because she doesn't pay any mind to it. She doesn't, like, it's not something that was important for her. And the other one, it was important for her, but she wanted the whole romance. She wanted the whole candlelight, fire hazard, candlelight and roses and the people to be dancing to beautiful music and to be what. And she had this whole romantic movie inside her head, right? Of how it should be and what day it should be. And she had it all planned out. So she spoke about it with her friends. Not that she was actually encouraging any of them or instigating anything, right? The other one is the one that decided, like, you know, I also want to do this. And then there was another one, the third one also decided that she was also going to do this. But the problem with this, the other two, they were all in the wrong for wanting to lose their virginities because none of them were ready. Actually, they didn't plan it out. They didn't want to. It was just because everybody's doing it. It is a matric night. Let's do this. So these three, they decided to have this pact, and the other one turned out to be on the other side even. But let's take this call. Good evening.
Was it only allowable that talk this time before you knock it?
Excuse me, beloved Tate Donata, what did you say?
No, I had my own opinion.
You had your own opinion?
No, on the topic that I was not so sure about, what were you talking exactly? I wanted to question you.
The question around our conversation for today is teenage rebelliousness. Like, how would you steer your teenager out of being rebellious?
Well, I do not really entertain rebellion, see, because, you know, me being a politician myself, rebels, if you are not holding the same political
commandments,
ideology, and the commandments, with me, you should prove yourself to say this, huh? Why do you believe otherwise? But in terms of practice, let us be social.
Okay.
We can't be chaotic. You can't get 23 my house and then the governing. You understand?
Yeah.
So we live according to how social order is. Everybody must. In as much as you can be a teenager and then you are rebellious stuff, the child must have food. You can't punish the child with nothing wrong. No, you can't.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the person is not yet in that stage whereby they have the capacity for themselves in terms of food and stuff. Otherwise, you are pushing them to where you don't want them to be. Yeah, number two, it's about discipline. I told you, I have taught at different schools. It's by choice when a school principal allows kids to smoke dagga. I have seen them. My friend, I still hold high in esteem Windhoek High School. There we don't even entertain whether you are, your father is the highest sponsor. The level of, you see this, how do you call it? When you make a mistake, those registered numbers that goes to the life skills teacher, there's a dedicated sender. A dedicated sender where even the school principal. What is life skills and what? Transgression. I give you a transgression, you must know that it's like a traffic ticket which you are dragging thing. It's going to be recorded and you're going to sit for it. So the children are even aware of it, which this is what and what. So it's the same, me and you in one house. You cut your child's spoiled bread wherever way it become. And then I try to discipline them in my own way that you already know, because I mean, you should have been courting. And then all of a sudden you are telling me,
But what if your method is not working?
No. Listen. Let us change the message. Let it be you in front of me doing it. I won't stop you there. In the manner that I would stop you, I would just say, Katie, you see now the way how your mother is dealing with you now. Even the way Najo and Dapo is facing, you don't go with them. Oh, you want her to come back?
But with that one, that it is.
I'm not your friend, my friend. And then you let the situation de-escalate, and then if you realize that you, especially between these children that come from.
Okay, if I turn around and tell you, what are you going to do? What will you say?
You as my.
Yeah, daughter. As your child.
turn around the phone.
Hello? I did it. What's your name, Mark?
Like if I whip you.
My dear, I know. You are whipping whom? Am I not going to press charges of assault against you?
Hey!
What is it?
Ah, then you and your mother.
How? Why does my mother have to be caught in this? You see, it's those things. That's why I don't want to listen to you, because every single time you always just think that me, I'm not my own person. Eh? As a Dosho Muri, you guys also always want to put the child's bad behavior on the mother also. Like, what do I have to do with it? You were here also when this child was born. We've been with this child, all of us together. It's not like I go and teach this child bad manners behind the corner.
I have a scenario there whereby I will not even tell you, but you know.
Me as your child. So you want to be raising your voice. Do you know what I think the problem is? Why the...
Can I just quickly
hold, Tate Tonata. Do you know why I think that the children are disrespectful towards us?
I wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, but do you know why?
Okay, can I just tell you that?
You can.
Wamona.
Mm-hmm.
One comrade of mine, telling me the perspective exactly where I told you from. Tati, when, you know, if you have, you are doing law.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know... You have never done proper history.
I've done history.
Do you know what is assimilation?
Mm-hmm.
Assimilation,
mm-hmm.
is what the French try to do.
Yeah.
They take you in, they teach you
mm-hmm.
their culture.
Yeah.
And the British. That's mm-hmm. what they used to do. Indirect rule and all that. That's great history.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm an expert in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in terms of being a history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to, you know, the sport and the biological father is up end of that.
Mm-hmm.
And all issues. So at the end of the day now,
mm-hmm.
even if you, I think the guy's situation was pretty much one
mm-hmm.
in terms of getting married to his wife.
Yeah.
So, what happened is that whenever they have a disagreement,
mm-hmm.
the boy would even call the police.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how aggressive the situation gets. But I'm just saying that how far things go.
Yeah, so me, my question, Tate Tonata, my point here also is that maybe we are incapable of disciplining our teenagers, right? Because they don't respect us. And they don't respect us because we don't respect ourselves.
No,
we don't have self-respect. And we think that the children cannot see us living our lives in an undignified manner.
That's why some of my questions,
mm-hmm.
I'm not an innocent person,
mm-hmm.
but what I've always indicated was that even if I have to disagree,
yeah.
the mother of my children, I always told them, listen, but the problem is just that teaching or having somebody that is younger than you sometimes, buddy,
mm.
is carrying a very important.
You with the same thought process.
It's a lot of coaching.
Ah,
it's a lot of coaching. We do not do this. You don't dress like this in front of children. You don't go in the shower with your child.
Hmm.
You do not allow children at this hour when I'm dressing. You just find book.
Yeah, that's that is that disrespect that comes from kids.
Up until now, I do not. I'm very much against a child looking at my father.
My nakedness.
No, not only.
Mm-hmm.
Your cell phone.
Mm.
Not supposed to be. Go see, oh, yeah. Your phone, not even me.
Mm.
It's not a joke. That is a professional environment.
Mm.
She or he is cancelling the phone. So to think you can't put
your head. And
you lost your punch.
On the second selling guy, Tarek Okomelin. My goodness. My goodness. I have punch up on daddy, my bro, ito, amukura. But that is another. Let's continue this conversation again tomorrow. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, Wazili.
Ciao.
Bishop.
Bye.
Good evening, my beloveds. Hello to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am refreshed. I am brand new. I am amazing. So we are going to continue our conversation tomorrow. Maybe our conversation should be around disrespect. Are we respectful towards ourselves? Are we respectful? Are we walking in dignity? Maybe the kids can also smell this. That's why they're like, yeah, me pai do next for me. Me masi do next for me. You're like, but bruh, you're living in my house next. Ha!